YQK, Hubble monitoring.
KJ4YQK, W4DJW. How you doing, David?
Pretty good. Getting the camper ready. Head down to Charleston this week, so I'll be out there for a couple of days.
You'll be out there for a couple of what? I had to turn the volume up.
I'm Charleston for about 5 days. When I get back from there, I might go to Quartz Fest this year in January. That's the big camp fest out in the desert.
Is that the one up north? What is it, Burning Man? Is that what they call that?
It's the Ham Radio Festival. That is the Burning Man Fest for its old people. Down in Quartz site, Arizona.
Oh, so you're going to make a road trip, and it's not going to be with a boat.
I'm debating on which Jeep I take. I'm thinking about taking the Wrangler, since I'll be out in the desert, and I'll take Stuart with me, and we'll travel out there, maybe spend about 3 weeks on the road.
That's a long vacation, or else you're getting ready to retire, one.
I had to be able to remote work from the camper and stuff like that, so I might just go ahead and test that this January.
Oh, do you have something like a Mophie router in the camper? You know what that is?
Right now, I'm looking at Wi-Fi extenders and cell network extenders.
Well, they make this thing called a Mophie router that takes a cellular SIM card, and it's got like four antennas. Two of them are for cell, and two of them are for Wi-Fi. And what it does is it turns that cell into Wi-Fi for your laptop. So you're not tethered to anything with your laptop while you're working and on the road.
I was looking at something similar to that, what I think was Verizon I was looking at.
You can get any service provider you want. That's the one that I selected because they had, when I got the Mophie router, they had the best coverage.
Router. I'll have to Google that and see if I can find that one.
It's called Mophie, M-O-F-I, Mike Oscar Frank India, M-O-F-I, Mophie router.
Enough, yeah, I can use something like that in the camper and also maybe the boat.
Landon, the one that's on the repeater committee that climbs the tower, he's the one that told me about it, and I went out and got one. It works good. It's over here behind me now, but if I need to go take something out in the field and just put it out in the field and leave it there, and it needs internet connectivity, that's the way to go.
The mod on my, I did a couple mods on the camper. I've got a 100 amp hour, about a form battery, upgraded the power center so I can charge that battery up to 100%. I added 240 watts of power, source. And I set up a lagoon table. I pulled the old dinette table off, put a lagoon table in there to give me more space inside of it.
That sounds good. That sounds like fun. I've been wanting to go take airplanes out to the Badlands in South Dakota, over there on the west side of South Dakota. Steve's over on the right, on the east side. I want to go over to the left side and, you know, take a camper out there and fly with goggles down through the Badlands. But I hear that that's kind of restricted, like they got park rangers or something similar to that up there that might interfere with that.
Pass a bunch of laws about flying drones in national parks and stuff like that. Here's another camper for you to look at. Look at the, they call it a micro. Look at little guy micro camper they have. I looked at one today. It was pretty nice. It was not for me because I need my toilet and shower, but they really got that down packed. It can fit in a garage.
Comment.
Wow, that's pretty nice. That way I wouldn't have to worry about the, HOA police. Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I'm Potato for WWDZ. What y'all discussing? I heard something about campers, but I wanted to know what's going on so I could get the conversation right.
Go ahead, David.
Ham Radio Festival in the desert. It's called Quartz Fest. It's located in Arizona. It's up on the web, the info is.
Why do they call it quartz? What does it have to do with quartz?
City. It's a city that, located in the desert. There's a lot of quartz in the mountains out there. It used to be mine. There are a lot of minerals and stuff in that area.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I thought it might have been like for crystal radio quartz.
I went to the ham fest today.
YQK, No, I didn't make it to that Ham Fest up there in Shelby. I didn't see any dealers I wanted to see on their list there, so I decided to stay local and work on my camper.
Roger that. What kind of camper you got? I've been thinking about possibly dying one of those and making it my own place.
It's called a little guy mini max that I can pull with my Jeep Wrangler. It's got the it's lifted so I can dig down dirt roads and stuff.
That's cool. I've never heard of that. That's pretty neat.
And Dave, take a look at the go out to golittleguy.com and you'll see that micro camper there. That might be something you would be interested in. Well, I'm at the house here, so I'm gonna go ahead and see 73s now. We'll get inside and cook some dinner. I'll say St. Teresa, KJFR, YQKB, clear on my final or whatever.
Okay, I found that website. I just made it to it. I'll check it out. Appreciate the tip. W4DJW.
Pretty sure that you have a good night. Dave, I have a question for you real quick if you got just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you heard or listened to when the emergency was happening earlier today. I tried to let as many people know about it so that if they were to hop on frequency, they'd deal with it. They needed to cease regular traffic. I had at least two stations come in. I did not mean to come off grid. I was just trying to be serious and make sure these people had help. And I had to be sort of blunt and straight up front to tell them they needed to hold their traffic. You can go back and listen to them. The recording started at 1,415 hours, and they ended about 1,500 hours. I just wanted to make sure you all were just trying to help out.
I am, and that's something we'll discuss not over the air. All right, we'll discuss that over the phone, okay?
Do that. Give me a call when you can. Take your phone, WWZ, clear.
W4DJW, clear.